What is it that makes these animals seem to come alive? Look closely at the elephant, for example. Certain details make an impression. Curator Peng Liang Lu.
You can see the texture of its height. You can see the foldings. And even you can see his toes on his feet.
Notice how realistic the stance of each creature appears to be, like the posture of the rhinoceros with head gently lowered.
His head is to the one side. It seems very tamed. It's very nice. At that moment, it's kind of like quiet moment. It's already like a pet animal.
And that's exactly what these animals were modeled on. Pets for the emperor. Foreign rulers sent exotic animals such as these to China as lavish gifts. The emperor would even request different species to populate his menagerie, kept in the imperial garden. Curator Jason Sun.
The emperor's garden was not just a garden. It's really a microcosm. It's like a small version of the world. And for the emperor, this was like the center of the world. He was the ruler of all that is under heaven in his belief. So his garden would represent the entire world.
Thanks to the emperor's collection, artisans likely based these representations on real, living animals. The charming miniature human figures that accompany them may represent the foreign envoys who delivered them to the emperor. As a final touch, the artisan lavished silver and gold over the figures, making them even more exotic.
You cannot see a silver elephant or gold rhinoceros in the real world, but here you can see those special ones.